The I-85 bridge is now open. But during the 6 weeks it was closed, Atlanta area businesses pushed workers to take advantage of telecommuting. WABE's Tasneem Shamma reports some workers may continue working from home.
When the I-85 bridge collapsed, Tom Crossan was grabbing a slice of pizza near his office at SunTrust Bank.
It was funny to watch everyone gather around the TV. Even the cooks came out from behind the kitchen, and all of them had the same expression on their face.
Shortly after, Crossan says emails from his boss started coming in with travel tips. But SunTrust already had a popular telecommuting program that went into full gear. On the 8th floor of the Midtown headquarters where he works, there are a lot of empty desks.
Maybe on this floor that has probably 200 people, I would say 30% are working from home.
Most employees have a work laptop with access to the work network. William Graham is in the office today, but often works from home. SunTrust heavily promotes telecommuting, which he says takes away some of the stigma of working from home.
You don't feel that it puts you at a disadvantage when you're working from home. You have just as much position and just as much political voice and impact as anybody else that may be in the room.
Telecommuting in Atlanta isn't just something we're seeing after the bridge collapse, says Emory University economist Tom Smith. He predicts even more of it as businesses look to reduce their number one cost, worker turnover.
The traffic in Atlanta is really terrible as it stands, so the bridge collapse just made it that much worse. For companies to be accommodating, what it does is it takes stress off of your workers.
Smith says research shows recent college grads expect flexibility, and companies may not care if employees do their laundry while they're on the clock. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.